The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon after, a spring-like Saturday. If this is global warming, bring it on. Hasn't this winter been something else so far? And I hope it continues. But we're going to have bugs in the spring. I don't care. I'm enjoying this warmer than usual weather. We certainly had a good weekend. Hope you did. We were home for the weekend. We were not out with Crosspower Ministries. So we were at our home church, and we always love being at our home church in Westerville. What an incredible sermon Sunday morning on our identity in Christ. So rare to hear messages on who we are in Christ. And it's such a blessing to join us because that's what our Crosspower Ministries is all about, teaching people about our identity in Christ. So anyway, got some things done around the house and even got to rest and relax a little bit. Had a good week. Watched a little football. Some crazy, crazy games over the weekend. And, of course, the big game is tonight, Clemson, LSU. I should have asked Jeff. Jeff, my engineer, is our resident all things sports expert. What's your prediction tonight, Jeff, in the national championship game?
I think LSU just has too much talent. I think they're going to pull away at the end of the game.
Who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for LSU because of Burrow?
Yeah.
Are you rooting against Clemson because they beat us?
I think I'd have to root for LSU because of Joe Burrow.
Okay. So your prediction is LSU is going to win.
Yeah, I think it'll be close for a while, but then in the second half, LSU will pull away a little bit.
All right, there you have it. Jeff, our sports expert, is taking LSU. I don't know. I think LSU will probably win, but I think Clemson is going to give them a game. I hope so. I hope it's not a blowout. You know, I really do. Anyway, great weekend. Hope you did as well. Telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Another prayer request for the Evans family. I would imagine all of you are familiar with Tony Evans, his radio ministry, The Urban Alternative, prolific author, first African-American to get his doctor's degree from Southwestern Seminary, brilliant man, great Christian leader. Well, most of you know that his wife died just a few weeks ago, and her funeral was just last week, her memorial service. And on Friday, their daughter, Priscilla Shire, announced that she is having surgery today. I am assuming the surgery has already been conducted, although I haven't seen anything. Priscilla Shire has been in several movies put out by the Kendrick Brothers. She herself is a prolific author, women's conference speaker, and she made this announcement concerning surgery. She underwent surgery today to remove an entire lobe of her left lung after discovering a small nodule that contained some dangerous irregularities. Now, her mother just died of a very, very rare lung disease. So, obviously, this is of great concern to the family. She released this statement. Several pulmonary specialists and I have watched it meticulously since then. Well, before that, she said that 3 years ago, doctors discovered a small nodule in her left lung. All right. Then she says, several pulmonary specialists and I have watched it meticulously since then. This past summer, it was clear that something surgical needed to be done as the nodule had begun to grow and show signs of dangerous irregularities. For those reasons, the surgery was delayed because of my mother's difficult time, but I cannot put it off any longer without jeopardizing my own health. So this Monday, that's today, surgeons will be removing an entire lobe of my left lung. Thank you for praying for me and for our entire family. We refuse to cave to fear, anxiety, or a decrease in faith because, well, ain't nobody got time for that. Through it all, we still believe God. We are trusting him for a favorable outcome and that I will return to full health personally and full function in ministry. I am incredibly grateful to you for lifting me, Jerry, our sons, and my entire family up to our Father. We are tired, but we are holding steady. Now, some of you know, many of you may not, that in addition to the death of Tony's wife, Priscilla's mother, the Evans family is still grieving the death of Tony's father just in November. The unexpected death of Tony Evans' sister, Beverly Johnson, who died last January, and then his niece, Winter Pitts, who also died last year, and his brother, who died 6 months before that. So basically, in the last 18 months, Tony Evans has lost his father, his sister, a niece that he was very, very close to, his brother, and now his daughter is having some pretty serious surgery for something growing in her lung, a nodule growing in her lung. And it's just a reminder, folks, no family is exempt from trials, testings. One of the most heinous heresies ever preached is this heresy that says if you simply have enough faith and speak words of faith, you'll never be sick. No one in your family will be sick. Your kids won't rebel against God. You'll always have plenty of money, a new house, a new car. All you have to do is speak words of faith. That is a heresy right out of the pit of hell. And you hear it on TV and radio all the time. If you're a Christian, only good things will happen. The Evans family has been through an enormous amount of trial and testing in the last 18 months, and now they are going through another test. Lift them up in prayer. lift them up in prayer, and just remember, none of us are getting out of this life without some suffering. None of us. That's why the New Testament says, don't think it's a strange thing when you are tested. Peter said that. Don't think it's a strange, weird, unusual, uncommon thing when you are tested, when you are tried, when adversity comes to your life, your family. Such is common to man, Scripture says. But he will not test us above that which we are able and will provide a way of escape. Pray for the Evans family. All right. Bobberty Live will continue on this Monday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
There are a number of amicus briefs that have been filed with the Supreme Court concerning a Louisiana abortion law that will be considered by the U.S. Supreme Court probably in March. Over 200 members of Congress, mostly Republicans, but a handful of Democrats also, filed an amicus brief in support of this law and appealing to the Supreme Court to reconsider Roe versus Wade. A large number of black leaders have filed an amicus brief basically asking the same thing, in support of the Louisiana law and appealing to the Supreme Court to reconsider Roe v. Wade. Here is another one that was filed the end of last week. 2,600 women have filed an amicus brief stating that the abortion industry took advantage of them and literally lied to them. These are 2,600 women who had an abortion and then regretted it and felt that they were lied to and taken advantage of by the abortion industry. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear the Louisiana case in March, this coming March. So this is another amicus brief. Now, to be honest, supposedly these briefs are not supposed to have any impact on the Supreme Court at all. They're filed constantly. For all kinds of cases, all kinds of purposes, by all kinds of people. The Supreme Court is basically supposed to ignore this and only look at the Constitution. But we know they're people. They're human beings. And we can only hope that this will seriously impact the Supreme Court when they take up this case. If they uphold this case, it is going to set a precedent for other similar. What this law says is in Louisiana is that if you have an abortion clinic, you have to have admitting privileges at a hospital a reasonable distance from the abortion facility in case there is a complication. And as most of you know, complications are quite common with abortions. So it would seem to be a very common sense law. But the abortion people in Louisiana have fought it, and it has made its way all the way to the Supreme Court. There are many states around the country that have similar laws on the books that will be impacted by the decision in this Louisiana case. Now, what pro-life people are hoping will happen is that the Supreme Court will not only rule in favor of the Louisiana law, but they will broaden their decision and possibly reconsider Roe versus Wade. As I said, you can only hope, and we certainly will be praying. But another amicus brief, 2,600 women who have had abortions, regretted it, and believed that the abortion industry took advantage of them and lied to them. Interesting. Well, I don't remember the last time we talked about the royal family, but there is quite a feud within the family. And, of course, we here in America really don't understand how all the royal family acts. But anyway, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the American actress who Prince Harry married, announced last week very suddenly and evidently without the Queen's knowledge, we're out of here. We're going to pull out of the royal family. We don't want to be on the dole for the British public. We don't want to be receiving public funds. We want to be independent. And we're even thinking about moving. Now, for the royal family, for us, it's, well, so what? They're going to move. Some people move all the time. This is big. This is big, big, big deal for the royal family. Now, Prince Harry is like, what is he, eighth or ninth in line for the throne? Because William's kids are first, and well, anyway, well, William's first, and then his kids and so forth. Anyway, the Queen. It was being reported by the British press that the Queen was quite upset. And she asked for a meeting, and of course they're, what, 6-7 hours ahead of us. Well, they have had the meeting, and the Queen, she's 93, remember that, she's 93, still really sharp. She released this statement, or at least this part of the statement. Today my family had very constructive discussions on the future of my grandson and his family. My family and I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family, although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family. We respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family. Harry and Meghan made clear they do not want to be reliant on public funds in their new lives. It has therefore been agreed that there will be a period of transition in which the Sussexes will spend time in Canada and the UK. These are complex matters for my family to resolve, and there is some more work to be done, but I have asked for final decisions to be reached in the coming days. That is the official response. I'm kind of reading between the lines, but I think that was through gritted teeth. You know, hey, it's a break, a huge break with tradition with British royalty, but you got to understand they don't want to be under the shadow and under the thumb. Now we'll keep an eye on it. All right, take a break. We'll be back.